Hey there, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another podcast for a wine review we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. Nothing new, it's like we always do. This time we have a wine from Trader Joe's. It's been around for a while. It's a Portuguese wine. It's the Porto 6 Vino Tinto 2021. Vino Tinto is Portuguese for red wine. It's $5.99, if I didn't say that. It's crazy how they can make a wine and ship it all the way to the United States and ship it to your local Trader Joe's for that price. But there you go. The grapes are Aragon, which is actually the same as Tempranillo. There is a, and don't ever use my pronunciations if you're trying to impress anybody. It's Castillo, which is a local grape. And then there's Touriga Nacional, which is the main grape of Portugal. And it's something similar to Cabernet Sauvignon. So that's the three red grapes. This is a wine that was that was fermented in stainless steel and aged in stainless steel. Yeah, it's soft and it's smooth, subtle. This is not one of those wines where the flavors just jump out at you. But it does taste good. But it's just, it's not overly flavorful. It's not overly anything. It's just kind of nice for $5.99. The flavors are kind of maybe some, I'm getting a mix of black cherry and some black berry and maybe some tart cranberry, and there's some herbs. There's a few things going on here. There's, like I said, it doesn't go overboard with the flavor, but what is there does a nice job. So it's kind of one of those wines where you got to remember it's $5.99 and that you shouldn't be looking for this wine that has flavors and every sip is different. No, every sip isn't different, but every sip is good. And at $5.99, they sell this at different places. Trader Joe's has the exclusive, I think, North American rights to it. I didn't see it selling anywhere else. But they sell this in, you know, in box wines where it's like four bottles you get for a price. And they want you to buy a case of this stuff because it makes sense. This is a kind of a wine. You got friends over. It's a spring night. It's kind of warm. You're sitting around. Anybody want wine? And you bring a couple bottles out. And this is it. I mean, you're going to talk. People aren't going to really be paying attention to what they're drinking. And not that you shouldn't pay attention to this. But there are certain wines that if you don't pay attention, it's kind of like your fault for why'd you buy it then. And this one just tastes good. The next sip is always nice. It's not going to it's not going to make you say wow, but it's going to make you happy you took that sip. I mean, it's got tannins. One thing about Portuguese wine is all going to have tannins. Tannins are kind of like it's part of the grape skins. And there's a little bit of chemically thing that can pull a little bit in your palate, depending on how much it is. Good wines always have tannins. And Portuguese wines are a little bit different. Most of their wines were sold in country up until 2008 when they had the subprime loan thing fell down and, you know, it sparked financial disaster around the world. And one of the quickest ways for Portugal to get back online is to get exports going. And they had this very good wine industry, but just sold locally, and it sold to Portuguese tastes. They had to kind of, ramp it up a little bit and kind of bring it into a more worldwide flavor. And this one is. This is easy to drink. So this has only been like for, 2008. This is 16 years they've been really exporting it. And you get these wines and it's 2021, which is, it's just 2024. It might have been out for a while. but usually an inexpensive wine, they do it as quickly as possible. They produce as quickly as possible to be able to sell, because that time is money. But here, this $5.99 wine is, you know, 3 years old. And sometimes they need it just to calm the tannins down, and the tannins are calmed down. You know they're there, which you should, because it's a Portuguese wine, and Portuguese wines have their tannins, just like Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon or Bordeaux red wines have tannins. They're supposed to be there. You don't always get it with value-priced wines, but you should, because they're supposed to be there. So there you go. This is a nice wine. It's subtle. It's not a knock-your-socks-off wine, but for $5.99, it is very enjoyable, and you're glad you're going to be glad you drank it. It's just a nice wine, not subtle, nothing over the top, but the price is right. And that's it for me. Let me take one last sip, and I'll close it up. Yeah, just red berries, really nice. And that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. This is the Porto 6 Vino Tinto, which is red wine. Trader Joe's, $5.99. You just want a regular red wine. This is not a food wine necessarily. This is just a sipping wine. Outside, watching Netflix, watching whatever. Just sipping, just something where you want a good, just sipping wine. That's all it is to it. Smooth, and it's easy to drink. So adios, keep it cheap. Like us, if you like your podcast, if you will. And this is Domain Dave. I think I've got a crazy Rhone Valley red wine coming up. So I'll be talking to you pretty soon. Adios, keep it cheap.